Hello and welcome to Catalyst Happy Hour. It's me, Anthony.
Me, Darren.
And today we've done it. We have reached 50 podcasts. 50 podcasts.
And the crowd goes wild.
It's crazy. It's crazy that we're on number 50, but technically we're only on number 3 of season 2.
Yeah. But we have been doing this a year now.
We have.
And we would have been over 50 because we would have done some through the summer. So this would have been 56 or something, study like that.
But it's not. It's 50. So it's
50. So yeah, 50. And to mark this occasion, you'll see on our Facebook page and our Instagram, we have a congratulations on reaching 50 picture.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we do. That should be there right now.
It'll be there right now as you listen to this podcast. We've actually changed. We used to pay SoundCloud. We are no longer available on SoundCloud.
Can I just pause?
Yeah. What, pause the whole
thing? I'm currently recording a podcast. You're live on Catalyst Happy Hourish. Please do not swear.
Wow. I feel a bit pressurized now, I'm not going to lie.
I will give you a call back.
No, what do you want?
No, I asked her if she was free for a phone call. I didn't think she'd phone me. I thought she'd text first. I'll give you a call back in a bit.
Well, that's better than what I did. I mean, I left you hanging for an hour. I reckon we should just keep that in.
Oh, we will.
Our 50th episode featuring Liv. There is the title.
But no, sorry, I interrupted you. You're right. We are not available on SoundCloud anymore. So if you're currently on SoundCloud looking for this podcast, it's not there.
And you probably won't hear this if you're looking on SoundCloud. Yeah, we're still there.
Only up until 49.
For another 30 days. And then we'll be gone from SoundCloud. SoundCloud, it was fun, but... Yeah, the thing is, SoundCloud was mostly for people that's making music.
Yeah.
It wasn't geared up properly for podcasters ourselves.
Can anyone that is listening, I know probably you won't because you're probably listening on whatever you always listen on, but if you've listened to us on SoundCloud before, can you let us know? Because I always found SoundCloud, is that one people?
I mean, I never heard of SoundCloud until we started doing this.
So. See, I'd heard of it, but it's not one that I ever saw as being an actual like mainstream people listen to it one. Yeah.
But we've moved to Podbean. Sounds much more good for podcasters.
Yeah. Welcome, Podbean, if you want to sponsor this podcast.
And we are open for sponsors because Podbean allows that. You can actually buy a space on our podcast. So if you've got a business that wants to advertise on our podcast, just let us know and we'll go from there. We're cheap because it's on there. It said how much do you charge? And
if we just start naming places, do they have to sponsor us?
No.
Like that. No? Oh.
We can't just say, hey, don't forget to get all your essential needs from Harrods London. And it doesn't mean that they're gonna then pay us.
No, I was just gonna like name local places I knew people worked through and then see if
you can try it and say we've advertised you, you're a tenner.
Yeah.
If you want. But you can now get our podcast on all mainstream devices. So, I mean, we're there on Apple, we're on Google, we're on Podbean, we're on Spotify, we're on Amazon Music and Audible. We are on TuneIn, so you can listen through your Alexa. We are on Player FM, Listen Notes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, and Deezer. We are everywhere.
We are everywhere.
And we are soon to come to Pandora, whatever that is.
It's a jewelry shop, isn't it?
That's what I thought, but apparently they do podcasts as well. It must be a sideline.
Oh, fair enough. Well, there you go. There's your list of where you can find us. But, you know, if you can also think of other places that we could send our podcast to, you can contact us at info@catalystyouth.org.uk or contact us individually at Anthony or Darren at catalystyouth.org.uk. But just head to our website, www.catalystyouth.org.uk, where you can find those email addresses as well as our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so much more, including last week's podcast with Simon Thomas. Go back, have a listen. It was a great, I mean, Darren and I enjoyed chatting to him, and yeah. I've had great feedback from people that have listened to it as well.
Yeah, and thank you, Simon Thomas, for the podcast. And my wife's going to now use you on her website that says that her job is a lot more important than his, as said by Simon Thomas. So when she goes into private practice, she's going to have it on her front page, picture Simon and that thing.
I reckon, actually did say, I reckon if we emailed him, he'd even like properly quote it.
But yeah, it was a really good podcast. If you've not listened, head back to that one after you've listened to this one, and you can find all the previous podcasts as well, which is what leads us nicely onto what we're going to talk about today.
It is the big 5-0.
Yeah,
we're not talking about Darren's birthday. That was the big 4-0. We're talking about the podcast.
Oh mate,
honestly, mate. As soon as we decided what we were talking about today, I was like, I've got that line in the bag, and I need to somehow interrupt you in the introduction to say it.
Yeah. Anywho, so we're now officially 50.
We are
50 episodes old.
Well. So, should we have this debate?
I don't know what debate it's.
We're 50 episodes, but technically we did zero. That number zero episode where we introduced the podcast. But should we just call that a trailer? That's a trailer.
Yeah, because I mean, this then would technically be 51.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll call it a trailer and then it's 50.
It is.
What's going on your face? You're flashing blue.
It's because my Xbox is on and Fortnite was on and I was hiding in a hedge. So I just left that and came to record the podcast.
So you're in the storm.
I was in the storm, but now I'm dead. So I'm back on the loading screen now. But yeah, who would have thought it? 50 episodes plus a trailer.
Mad. And do you know what? None of them have been the same.
No.
Good work, us.
Yeah, well done, me and you. Pat on the back.
Yeah. But let's begin this podcast by shouting out to everyone. Shouting out to everyone that listens. Thanks for listening for 50 episodes. Yeah. If you're not listening to this 50th episode, then why have you given up? You won't have heard that though.
No, but if you know somebody that did listen that no longer listens, you know, just give them a kick and tell them.
Yeah. And let's also shout out to, are you ready for this? Let's see if I get it right. Shout out to Megan, to Marty, to Mel and Sarah, to Brendan, to Liv, to Bronwyn, the Abrams, Tim Jupp, Simon Thomas. Thank you all for coming on our podcast and chatting to us. Is that everyone?
I think so. Yeah.
I've gone through the list.
I've got the list up on the screen as well. Yeah, thank you. I mean, yeah, because without you, we would have not had those episodes that actually were really, really good. And from the very first lot who did we have first? Who came on the first?
We had Megan on first. Megan was our very first guest.
Yeah, Megan was the first of many that we've done.
Yeah.
And it's been absolutely brilliant, you know, and to move forward like we have been and then suddenly getting higher on the famous scale to the point of, you know, having, you know, Tim Jupp and, you know, Simon Thomas and Bronwyn are kind of people like that you wouldn't think that would have said yes. And it's kind of... I mean, I was talking to Sarah about this last night. Where do we go from here with it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, how do we get some more people on board? So we're going to try our best and try and get some more people.
Do we just call it off at 50?
Well, this is the last podcast.
This is it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. It's been great. You know, go out with a bang. No, I don't think we can. I think we've got to keep going.
We've got to at least get to 100.
Yeah.
Because we've got plans.
Yeah, it's actually on the list. We have got a list of what we're going to talk about. A lot of it is blank, but there are plans dotted in each area, you know, based on what we're doing in our diary. But hopefully, if we can get this road trip sorted off the ground, we could do a whole week of podcasts and bring them out each Friday. You know, depending on how many days we'll be... Do our little trip.
Say how many days are we doing this road trip for?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of pubs between here and you and you and here. So we could just like sit up in a corner of a pub, you know.
Oh, but no, but it has been great fun. So we thought today it's just going to be a short podcast. We say that. Every time we say it's a short one, it ends up being a longer one.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. It's goodbye from me.
But we thought we're going to go back and talk about what have been our favourite moments of doing this podcast. What have been the best bits to us over the last 50 episodes? Because although 50 doesn't seem a lot, and although 1 year doesn't seem a lot, to Darren and I, we can't believe we've done 50.
That was like a lifetime.
This started out as a just do it during the lockdown so that we can keep chatting, but also so that those of you that listen can hear us chatting.
Yeah, it was one of those that was like, oh, let's give it a go and see what happens.
Yeah.
And at that point, we didn't think, oh, let's get, you know, famous people on or even interviewing people. It was just me and you having a chat, you know, back to the very beginning of, you know, what I go to school for.
Yeah.
You know, wow. Talking about us. You know, then moving on, you know, we've talked about music, we've talked about books and tech and having a dinner party and who would invite to that dinner party from history, to our movies, to musicals, to news and work, to travels, to time travel, to TV, to QI, to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is coming back around again soon. So look out for part two of that one.
Are we going to do another charity donation on the winner?
Yeah. They're back in Australia this year as well, aren't they?
No, I thought they were doing it in Wales again.
I heard they were back in Australia.
I thought they were doing one more year in Wales.
Well, they might be because of what's happening in Australia.
Yeah.
Parts of that they are in a bit of a lockdown.
Yeah.
But to things like Winging It. That was one of our earlies. Sessions where we did literally just wing it and it worked. Good old Slippers, Yay or Nay. That was a good little podcast.
I love, this is so dull for anyone listening.
I'm just sliding through the list. But then in like beginning of this year was the start of our interviews on jobs or careers, which was really cool.
It was just after New Year, wasn't it?
On the 8th of January, to be precise, was number 19, featuring Megan.
Okay.
Who is a people's barrister.
Yeah, and also a weird Christmas breakfast eater.
Put
that on the CV.
We don't talk about that anymore.
So Darren, let's kick off then with the big question of what has been your favorite thing about doing a podcast?
Favorite thing?
Yeah. Not favorite moment from the podcast, nothing like that. What's been your favorite thing about actually being able to host this podcast?
I think, you know, it's to chat to you and to get our quirkiness out to everybody else, I think is, you know, because we have got a unique relationship where we bounce off of each other quite well.
Yeah.
And that's what I really enjoy. And it's just, you know, inflicting that on everybody else. the thing is, they listen out of choice.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Don't blame us. I think that is, I never imagined ever in my life. I mean, when I was younger, there's no such thing as podcast. It was just called the radio then, wasn't it?
Was it?
Which is the radio interviews then, wasn't it?
Wireless.
It wasn't wireless.
Oh.
Just the radio. Come on, we had records back then. It's unique. And I think, it's our quirkiness that I've really enjoyed, you know, just having a chat and hopefully, you know, putting a few smiles on people's faces and letting them have a laugh as well. You know, a lot of people that I speak to that listen, they, you know, they said that, you know, they do have a chuckle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people have said to Sarah that, you know, I didn't realize Darren was so funny. And so I was like, no, but you try living with him for like 17 years and that funniness soon disappears. But little things like that. I think it's been really good.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's very similar to that in the fact that we're getting to chat, but I think it's also the fact that we're getting to talk about things that I don't think you and I, we wouldn't sit down and just suddenly decide to have these conversations.
No, because I mean, usually the most of the times when we've met, it's either been on a camp.
Yeah.
or we've travelled down to see you and we're doing other things.
Yeah.
Or we've gone to things like met up at Southampton, all of us together.
Yeah.
We're chatting. Whereas this is kind of like if you and me would live closer of us two going down the pub, sitting at a table, having a pint and having a chat. And just happens to have, you know, I mean, there's our new sideline podcast. Pub chats with Anthony and Darren.
But it is. That's the thing, isn't it? It's like, I don't think we ever would have sat and talked about things like slippers, yes or no, or what would we rank our takeaway places? And we might have mentioned it, but we wouldn't have ever gone into in-depth discussions about it.
And then inflicted that on other people, no.
Yeah, but, but even the more serious ones, like when we talk about past jobs and careers and training and stuff like that, we have conversations where it will come up, but never. It's always a case of, oh, you know, oh, I'm starting this or I've done that, and it's like, brilliant. Anyway,
have I told you that I'm a student? I've gone back to learning, mate. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did, mate. Yeah, Darren's a student. Everyone, he just for anyone that doesn't know, Darren is a student. It's not, you know, he's not just talking about it all the time anymore. Yesterday we Zoomed, no, we FaceTimed, and he flashed a student card at me.
I didn't know if I was entitled to a discount off something. I was practicing, you know. Apparently, you get a free burger at McDonald's if you buy a meal.
But I made the mistake of then saying to Darren, oh, so you get a university hoodie soon, won't you? And Darren's response was, oh, I wonder if I can do that.
I mean, it would look quite cool. It would look quite cool.
But no, but yeah, my favourite thing is the fact that we're talking about things that we wouldn't ever really dive into properly. And we're getting to talk to people that we wouldn't have.
No, we wouldn't suddenly bump into, well, we might bump into Megan in the pub, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, Megan and Marty and Mel and Sarah.
But we wouldn't have, you know, bumped into the Abrams one day, you know. Actually, we would have, yeah, big church.
Yeah, but they're performing, mate. We can't just stop and go, John and James, should we talk about Star Wars Lego?
What did McFly say?
I haven't got it.
Mate, you said you're going to pop up on stage and ask them. Did you not do that?
No, I couldn't get close enough.
Mate, by the pictures I saw, you were damn close.
I was not close enough, though, to... The issue with McFly, you know, is, you know, four of them. So a lot of conversation to have.
Okay. Well, just pick one. Pick the one you like the most. Screw the rest.
But no, so yeah, it's been an experience, and it's been one that it has been good to do, definitely. And we've had 50 podcasts now. We've had many conversations, even within one podcast, you know, some of them will be split into like three different conversations we've had. And so this could be a hard question, but what's your favorite conversation topic we've had? Or what would you say is the best bit, highlight to you about the podcast? Maybe give me three if it's easier.
So best podcast.
No. What's been a highlight to you in the podcast? So whether that's like a particular guest you enjoyed talking to, whether that's a particular topic you enjoyed diving into, whether it's an element that runs throughout the podcast that you really like. I mean, I have one if you want me to start.
Yeah, you go and I'll jump in.
Okay, so a highlight for me, and I know it's not like a main core element to any of the podcasts we've done, but I've loved when we've had the guests on, every single guest, I've loved that initial conversation of what's your favorite film and what's your favorite artist or album, just because it just feels, you know, that's like a conversation you would have with someone you just meeting for a coffee or down a pub or whatever. And I've just enjoyed hearing the variety. None of our guests have said the same thing yet.
No.
I mean, we've had, you know, we've had close ones. I mean, like, you know, John from the Abrams said Star Wars, which matched with you. Marty said Harry Potter, which we'd also talked about as well. Things like that. But no one has said the exact same film or the exact same album and artist. And for anyone that knows us, and I mean, it's clear because we do these questions, but Darren and I love talking about music and films. So for me, that like first 5-10 minutes has been an absolute highlight to do, because it's not, especially in the job roles we're in, is a lot of the time, if we are chatting to people about their jobs, we're chatting about jobs. There's no budge room to say, oh, hang on, can we just discuss your music and your films?
Yeah, and I've enjoyed, because I think that's also, with that opening question, it's made things a little bit more relaxed as well. You know, because, I mean, interviewing Megan, you know, we both knew Megan beforehand.
Yeah.
But that was fine. Melon, you know, interviewing Marty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You knew him, so, you know, and interviewing Mel and Sarah, you know, but then when it suddenly got to people like Bronwyn Thomas was our first, that we didn't know them.
Yeah.
And we only communicated through email. We didn't know what they looked like. We didn't know what their personality's like.
And we were already nervous that she had to send her questions off to her manager to check that she was allowed to answer them. So yeah. That
was our first thing of, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, the Abrams, who, you know, we both discovered at Big Church.
Yeah.
You know, I felt really, really nervous. You know, leading up to talking to them. But then actually having, because obviously before the podcast, we have a quick chat with them. It's not like, right, we start recording straight away. We have, you know, we have a chat. I mean, I think the Abrams has been our longest ever podcast.
Well, we nearly split it into two episodes, put it that way.
Because we just talk so much and, you know, and we chatted beforehand, obviously, with all the guests that come on. And I think that also puts you at ease a little bit as well, because you kind of get where they're coming from. And I've really enjoyed that actually after that first question, it also made me feel relaxed as well. Like, okay, I can do this. This is fine. Yeah.
And it does. And I just found it fascinating chatting with them about things like that. But I'd say that is definitely a highlight of mine, are that the interviews we've done, but especially that question, that opening, getting to know them more personally.
Yeah. So. I think for me then, I think it's kind of the same.
Okay.
But I think for all the podcasts, it has been actually just talking about the things that we enjoy and the things that we're passionate about.
It has been.
That has been my favorite. Because obviously, like we said before in the previous question, we wouldn't normally sit down and talk in depth as much. But I've, you know, enjoyed having a laugh and, you know, some of the things that we've both come out with, you know, and... One thing that's amazing is the name, what we've named our podcasts. I mean, come on, that is, can people please take the moment to go through the list and look at the amazing names that we've come up with, all from What Happens Within the Podcast.
No, it is good. It is good.
Yeah, I think that's been probably my favourite.
I like it.
Thing.
I like it. Okay.
What was the other part of that question?
Well, here we go then. Other part of the question. What's one thing that you reckon we'd change if we did it all again?
Change?
Yeah. So we've talked about what our favourite element is, but what is one bit that you'd change if someone came to us and said, we are going to wipe the whole podcast, start again? What would you change?
Nothing.
No?
No, I think what we've done has been really good. I don't think there's anything that... I look back on and go, oh, wish we didn't do that one, or wish we didn't say that, or because I do the editing, so I can just take it out anyway. But I think, no, everything that we've done, I think, has been exactly it. It's been spot on. Yeah. What about yourself?
I mean, I agree. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I'd change. I guess maybe the only thing that we could do is come up with the topics beforehand.
What, not leave it to like half hour before the actual thing? Mate, we did do that though, didn't we? There was a time at the beginning where we started off and we did put down things that we wanted to talk about.
Do you know the issue was? We started getting guests.
And they mucked it all up.
And we knew we had the guests coming up, so we slacked.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I'd do it any differently. I've enjoyed it and I am going to continue enjoying it as we make episode 51 and 52 and 53 and so on.
Yeah. And I mean, we looking at the diary of what we're getting up to. There's six sessions over the next year.
There we go. We've
actually, you know, put things in. Put it this way, the next 10 is blank.
Well, you say so, that. We have got one coming up. We have another guest joining us. Last week, you would have remembered, not last week, that was Simon Thomas. 2 weeks ago, you would have remembered we told you about a podcast called Together BHA, co-hosted by Craig. Craig is going to be joining us in the next few weeks to talk about that podcast. Why did they start it? And also something that he is passionate about.
Podcast about a podcast.
There we go. Look at that.
Can't get no better than that, can you?
So that'll be coming in the next 10 episodes by the sounds of it.
Okay, cool. Lovely. That can go in the diary. Okay, then. I think, because we said we're going to keep this one short. So
yeah.
Two more questions, and then I think we should wrap it up. Well, then.
Have you got two more?
I've got one question.
Okay, I've run out. So
you've run out. Okay.
Do one more.
One more, unless I think of another question whilst we're answering it. So what is your number one podcast that we have done? I got two questions, actually. It's coming in our last 49 episodes.
Can I make a request to change that question a little bit? Can we say what's your favorite podcast without a guest? Because.
Okay. Without a guest.
I mean, we could do with guests as well.
And your next one is with a guest. Which guest has been your favourite?
Oh, okay.
So far. And we got more to come.
I loved talking to Simon Thomas last week.
Okay.
I really did. I think he would be... I think for me, because I grew up watching him, that was really cool to chat to him. But I'm just looking through the list now. My favourite podcast that we did... Wow. It's remembering what we've done. That's the issue.
There has been so many, just looking at the ones that we've talked about.
Yeah. Do you know what one I really liked to talk about, actually?
Yeah.
Was the Gentleman We're History, number 10, which we talked about time travel. Wow. And I can't remember. I might be wrong. Was that the one we talked about the five people you'd have at a dinner party?
No, that was if you could time travel, where would you go? That was time travel one. I think the dinner party one was See You Later, Alligator.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I put a little description next to every podcast to kind of jog my memory to what we've talked about.
Oh, maybe I'd go for See You Later, Alligator then. I liked the five people at a dinner party one. I thought that was a really cool discussion that we had.
Okay.
So what about you?
For me, my favorite person interviewing was actually the Abrams.
Okay.
Because I just loved how we just chatted for ages.
Yeah.
We went on.
We did.
And for those listening, we had to edit that. It was edited down.
Yeah.
So there was other bits that, you know, we've chatted about that we had to take out.
Yeah.
But it was really good. I really enjoyed that one. And
I'd also like to say, any of our other guests that are listening, we love talking to every single one.
Definitely. All of you, you know, including my wife and Mel and just the whole lot. We really enjoyed talking to every single one of you.
Yeah.
I think because of the Abrams is, you know, I've been listening to their music since we first discovered them at Big Church. And to actually have a private chat with them was just amazing. And that's thanks to lockdown as well, because otherwise, you know, they're really busy. I think if you go check them out now, you'll find that their podcast has stopped.
It has.
Not doing their online one because they are back doing stuff now, you know. So, that was really, really good. And my favorite one, actually, as you heard earlier, Liv was on. That would have been my favorite podcast because I remember just having an absolute ball and a laughter and just taking the mic.
It was good. Liv was very good. It was
number 28 back in March of this year. And yeah. I just that one in my head is that I just had a giggle doing that one.
Yeah, that was good.
But to be honest, if I went through and listened to every single one of them, because I am trying to listen to them again, just to make sure that it's all sounding all right. But I usually do jump across stuff that I know has gone well. There's something from every single one that I'd say that was brilliant. That was amazing.
There is.
And it, even, I mean, this is really how sad I am. Even when I'm going back and listening, I will laugh at myself and you just bantering against each other. And just, yeah, it makes me giggle. It really does.
Well, it's nice to know that one of our weekly listeners is you.
Yeah. Not on the actual thingy. I listen when I'm editing.
Right.
So, there's other bits I just, cruise through. But the final question then, before we say our goodbye, and then we'll be back with an interesting topic next week, hopefully, is obviously our podcast is the best podcast in the world. But what other podcast do you absolutely love?
Okay, so... I mean, it's tough because I'm just looking on Spotify now at the podcast that I have saved, and there's a couple of choices that I could say. But one that I think I found myself really enjoying is called When No One's Watching. And it's Matt Willis and Matt Richardson. So Matt Willis from Busted and Matt Richardson, who was, I think, a radio DJ. But they interview different celebrities about what are their guilty pleasures, what are things that when no one's watching. So it was like, they had Tom Fletcher on there from McFly, who talks about how obviously one of his guilty pleasures is he will set up for Christmas in July because he loves Christmas so much. They had Rylan, the TV presenter, on there, how he talks about how every time he goes to the toilet, he has to take his shirt off. You know, it's weird things like this, but it is hilarious to listen to, and I'd probably say that's up there with one that I would recommend. I must also say that some of them are explicit.
I think a lot of podcasts are.
Parental guidance, please, before listening to anything. What about you, Dan?
So for me, I've got two. They're both from BBC Radio 4, so they're okay to listen to.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. But
I need to change mine now.
I mean, I wouldn't say they were podcasts as such, because I think they're taken from the radio. One is the Comedy of the Week.
Okay.
Literally, it's brilliant to listen to, and lots of, there's like things like Darren Harriott, Red Label. There's a stand-up comedian, and they have various different ones on there.
Yeah.
But Friday Night Comedy from Radio 4 is really good as well. I'm sure these are shows that was on the radio. Just get to listen to again.
They're all very exciting by the sounds of things.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest, it's a bit hard to do because we are aiming our podcast at people under the age of 18. There are some that are 18 plus. That dive into topics that we wouldn't usually talk about.
Yeah.
And they use some choice language. So,
I think there's a lot of podcasts now. I'm just looking at the list I've got in front of me, but like I've got Fake Doctors, Real Friends, and Drama Queens, which great podcasts, but they're about TV programs. Like Fake Doctors, they're rewatching Scrubs and talking about the making of Scrubs. Drama Queens, they're rewatching One Tree Hill and talking about the making of that, which, unless you're interested in any of those programs, it's probably not for you.
No. But I mean, there is one that I could probably recommend, which is a Christian one, which is the Code Life podcast with Nathan Blackaby and Carl Beach. Probably one to go and listen to. They do one a month. They're on episode 61, so we are catching up to them.
Wow.
But yeah, there's, they got some cool names. Like the last episode is Are You Not Entertained? Truck Tour the Interviews. Live for Something, Never Stop Punching, Wolves and Sheep. So I'd recommend listening to them too, because again, they have some good banter together,
Okay.
We've seen them obviously with CVM as a Christian Vision for Men. But yeah, I would recommend that one to watch, listen to.
And you never know, they might come on here when they finally reply.
Yeah, Carl Beach.
Calling you out.
Yeah, Carl Beach. Hashtag on this podcast will be Carl Beach. Answer my message, Carl Beach of CVM, President El Presidente. You're going to get called out if you don't reply to us by CVM next year.
And on that note, I feel like we should call it before Darren starts, you know, emailing angry emails.
Yes. Did you get my last email? Is your keyboard broke? You know, that sort of thing. Anyway, well, thanks very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this 50th podcast, and we'll be back again. Shout
me. We might be back again.
We'll be back again if I don't die from coughing to death. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. Head back now and listen to all our previous episodes. Recommend 100% the Simon Thomas and the Abrams. So head back and definitely listen to those two. But there are so many podcasts that will meet so many needs, I'm sure, throughout
the world. They will.
So head back and, you know, listen to the ones that we've mentioned again, if you've already listened to them, or if it's your first time listening to them. We're back every Friday at 2 p.m. Hosted by Podbean, the heart of podcast. I don't even think that's their strap line. Can you imagine if Podbean goes like, yeah, guys, can you advertise that, please? You know,
that would be brilliant.
No, probably wouldn't. But yeah, head back and listen to all those episodes. We're here every Friday at 2 p.m. And yeah, I think that's all for now. Don't forget, head over to our website, www.catishyouth.org.uk, and you'll find all our information from our Facebook to our Twitter to our Instagram. Head over and give us a follow, give us a like. And if you're listening to this podcast on any of the ones that allows you to review them, give us a review.
Yeah, do it.
You know, Apple allows you to review. Write us a review, and we will mention you on the podcast. So make sure
we will read the reviews out.
Yeah, we will. So give us a review.
If they're nice.
We'll review them out if they're not nice, and we'll just, you know, slate you. So, you know.
We will do a review of a review episode.
Yeah. But also, you know, we've got an option of actually going live. So let us know if you want us to go live 1 week at 2 p.m. You know, we'll give it a go.
Who knows?
Yeah. Tell us what you want.
You'll see how much we really do edit out then.
Well, we won't be able to edit it because it'd be literally there out in the open. But yeah, so give us a follow and give us a like and leave a review. That would be absolutely fab. As always, it's goodbye from him.
And it's goodbye from him. We'll see you soon.
Cheers.